Yeah.
I've been working on the family tree some more. Huh? I've been working on the family tree a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember I called you one time asking you something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know much about it.
You don't? I thought maybe you might have some pictures of your grandpa Duncan.
Duncan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Duncan?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who might have some pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. You haven't. You knew him, didn't you? You don't. Yeah. Oh, no, I already had an apple this morning. Yeah, thanks anyway. You know, my grandmother's Ida Richmond, your cousin. That's her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom's Erlene Richmond, Ida's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
To Ida? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She lives over there, by, you know, in that trailer by the interstate. Right over
there.
Yeah. Yeah, she lives up there in that trailer. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Marion, Indiana. Yeah. They are. How old are you now? You will. Yeah, he keeps busy though. I guess some of them Duncans were pretty mean people, weren't they? They were. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't want to come to you. You knew Charlie Duncan pretty well. You knew Charlie Duncan pretty well. He was your uncle, wasn't he? What kind of a man was he? He would.
He was 15 years ago. That Sunday, 15th of May. And he just got 3 days. He was 15 years. $12 a day, and then he was $40 a month. He was living in the house.
Yeah?
And he was 16. He was living in the house. He was a wet person in his life. He didn't have any other time.
Yeah? Dillard's buried. He's buried there where Dillard's buried. Yeah. Well, are some of the Garvins buried in there too? Who is that in that big tomb that's above the ground, that rock thing? Johnson Garvin's dad did?
Maybe the other side of the old state might be in the office. Maybe the other side.
Huh.
more time for you. Don't you come to me?
Yeah. Then there used to be more than one of them things above the ground over there?
Yeah.
How many was there?
I'm not going to get the matter up and call them up. It's very bad.
Yeah.
And, big rock right there, and they had a girl named...
How many of those graves are the rock ones that are up here on the ground?
Well, there was one or two pretty bad things for that building, and I don't know what it was called.
Huh.
Did that one shine?
No, there's just one there, and there's no mark on it.
Is that a slab on top of it?
Yeah.
Did you lift it?
No, it was a big, solid piece of rock that thick.
I don't know if it got a cave.
I don't know, the walls caved in on one side.
It didn't come around. I know it looked good in the cave. You didn't know it, did
you? I remember you said something about that, but I didn't see anything in there.
Now, I'm excited about that for my granddad and third, because he lived up.
Well, yeah, I found your grandpa's tombstone there.
Yeah.
He's got a tombstone your grandpa has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about that high, and it's a little square thing, about like this. It says J.D. Duncan. Yeah. It was just scratched on. It wasn't, you know, it was homemade. Say he died in 1932, born 1847. You know he was born in Virginia?
Yeah.
He did. He did. Did you ever hear anything about any of the Duncans having Indiana? Kids did your grandpa have? They were done. Chart. Would you like to have one of my family tree charts? Let me run out to the car and get you one, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That last conversation was with Reverend Walter Duncan on November 22nd, 79. Okay, this is November 22nd, 1979 at Porter Creek Cemetery, Old Fairview. And I'm going to start reading through.